Hello and welcome to the New Music Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Adam Tinian. I'll be your host today. I'm joined by the wonderful Bodhi.
Hello.
Thanks for coming along today. So the New Music Podcast, we're going to talk about new music. Basically, we're going to talk about musicians that are kind of creating awesome music locally. It's recorded alongside Seaside Sessions, which was the first time I met you, Bodhi. You came along and recorded a session with us with your loop pedal. And not to give such a kind of mainstream example, but it reminded me, obviously, that the famous one recently was Ed Sheeran at the Grammys, did the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I've never had that before in studio, and it was pretty amazing.
Thanks. Cheers.
And yeah, so you did four songs in that time. We're going to go through some of the songs today and just sort of talk about the inspiration behind the songs, the inspiration behind you as a musician, and yeah, just kind of give the audience a bit more depth rather than just the videos that we've put out so far. So the first thing I want to talk about was the name that you've kind of come up with here, Bodhi. And obviously I see a lot of the sort of iconology that you've got with the lotus flower in your logo, and I notice in your website, Bodhi Music 33.
Oh yeah,
the threes are kind of, is it a Buddhist symbol as well, the number three? Is that how the name came about?
Yeah, I just basically it's come from like a meditation sort of thing. I sort of, you know, sort of people have bad times and times of suffering, and it was sort of something for myself personally. I had a bit of a, you know, rough period, and I found a book which was called Self Knowledge, and it's a Sanskrit book, and I sort of, it was just, you know, I hadn't done a lot of reading for a while, and I literally got myself engrossed in this book. And it was sort of going all sorts of sort of Zen and Buddhist kind of ideas, spiritual ideas and understanding, and sort of detaching yourself from the world and things, so that, you know, suffering is a part of attachment and things like that. And it sort of inspired me, the idea of Bodhi, which is, it's the tree that Buddha sits under. But, you know, I didn't want to sort of be kind of, it's more the idea that it's the Buddha sat under the tree who's not enlightened. They're actually still getting distracted, and there's some imagery of the Buddha sat under the tree, and he's got all these like demons and distractions and desire and things. They're all sort of in his head. They're just showing how their thoughts, and they're going through his head, and he's still trying to reach sort of his enlightenment, but they're all attacking him. And I think that's kind of like the Bodhi idea, is that it's, you know, because I think a lot of people can relate to it. We're all still in that point of, on, you know, everyone is in that point where we're being attacked by our thoughts, and we're trying to reach that point. So it's not the enlightened person. It's actually somebody who's
trying to get there.
Yeah, in sort of limbo, trying to get there.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I like the metaphor, I suppose, as well, because of just daily life. You know, so many things attacking you all the time. And I suppose with someone who's very creative like yourself, it's kind of having that outlet and trying to cut out the noise and the distractions and, you know, grow as an artist, I suppose, you could say, almost, you know. So should we talk about some of the tracks? Place Inside, I believe, is the first one you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's the first one that I came to know of you as well.
Yeah.
A fantastic video, I must say.
And, cheers.
Looking online today, and it's got a fair few views and a fair few listens on SoundCloud as well. Let's talk about it. Tell me where the inspiration behind this track came from.
Yeah, I mean, again, it relates to sort of some of the sort of literature I'd sort of reading and sort of immersing myself in. Another one was Siddhartha, a Hermann Hesse book, which again is sort of the telling of a, you know, the story of Buddha, but it's done in his own way. And a lot of it is, it's the song, I suppose, the way it relates to the song is that, you know, you see people's, how they deal with life every day. You know, some people are, you know, have quite negative attitudes towards life, and some people have quite positive attitudes. And, you know, sometimes you have a bad day, sometimes you have a good day, you have a good mood, bad mood. And it's basically the idea that you can, all these moods and emotions and feelings come from within yourself. Like it's the way you think, again, the thoughts that you have are what create your reality. So if you're, you know, telling yourself, I'm depressed and I'm sad and this is really bad today, you are creating that for yourself, and you're setting that negative attitude up for yourself.
Right.
And but if you're telling yourself, you know, life's great and it's brilliant, even when, you know, it's, you know, everything's attacking you, and you're just saying, you know, it's great, this is part of it, and just enjoying it as if it's part of a, you know, you're just a sort of a passenger on a ride.
Yeah.
Then you sort of start to realize that you are creating, you can create, you know, heaven is a, you know, it's a place inside. You can create, manifest your own world. If you if you want to have a negative outlook on stuff, then it's that's you're in control of it, and it's the same. Yeah. It's the same, I guess, for the.
I like it. It's a beautiful message, and it's kind of, I suppose, the default setting. Sometimes it's easier to almost be negative. It's maybe harder to be positive all the time and try and kind of find that. I like it a lot. Yeah. Okay, let's give it a listen.
Cool. Yeah.
So that was Place Inside. A fantastic video. I actually really enjoyed the video. Obviously, if you're listening to this on the podcast right now, you won't have seen that, but you can go onto Bodie's YouTube channel and see the video. Who was it who shot that for you? One of your friends?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to Matt Green. He's got a company called MHG Music Productions. Definitely worth checking out if you're a musician, because he's very artistic, very friendly guy. And the way we did that video was actually really interesting, because I didn't actually want to be in that one. I wanted to make it more about the lyrics and mm-hmm. the content. And I actually gave him sort of an idea to roll with. And a lot of the ideas in that have come from him and his sort of artistic sort of
fantastic
expression. And he did a great job.
He did a great job. Yeah, it's a fantastic video. Yeah. So let's move on. Vanilla Sky, the new single. Tell me about this one.
Yeah. It's the same again. It's you know, the theme continues. But initially, obviously, there's the film Vanilla Sky, and again, that film sort of ties in with, you know, illusions of reality. And,
yeah.
You know, I think in the film he's waking up from a from a dream that's gone wrong.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
he's paid for, and it's that same sort of idea in here that it's the song is very much to do with waking up. So, and not just from the illusion of, you know, of what's going on, you know, your life, but also, you know, systemic things like, you know, institutions and society and education and media and, you know, that constant influx of information that is fed to you. And you sort of, you know, you see people just walking manifestations of these media outlets, and
you
just wonder where their true identity is. You just think sometimes you hear their opinions and you're like, well, yeah, it's great, but is it you? Is that you talking, or is that, you know?
It's such a, you see it so often, you know, like the famous keyboard warrior, what people say, isn't it? People kind of behind the computer screens with their opinions, and you see often, so often, that it's just regurgitated and rehashed from something that might have been reported in various media, and then, you know, just kind of spouted out with almost exactly the same wording. That's, it's kind of, I suppose, you're right, you kind of want to wake up, you're kind of want,
yeah.
It's hard though, it's so hard because you're just bombarded, as we said before, and from the previous track, it's just constant. I mean, with social media and everything else, it's almost hard to escape from and to open your mind up and to have your own free thoughts, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's, again, that's where the song sort of ties into all those things, like social media as well. You know, like the video again. We've got like the screen is the television screen, but it's got like a hypnotic kind of vibe coming out of it, and people sort of staring at it like zombified, and you know, enjoying it, and. In relation to sort of the social media, is people are, you know, they have these sort of false identities of themselves on the internet, and they're looking at other people's lives and, you know, friends and friends of friends that they knew when they're at school, and they look at their lives and they assume that their lives are really happy and they're really great, and because they're, you know, they're looking through their photos and these perfectly taken photos.
Well, that's it. People only post the highlights.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like a constant hidden competition, so everyone is trying to compete to have the better ego and not realizing that all those little worlds are an illusion, and you're spending all that time wasting all those minutes on sort of illusory ideas and self-validation and all those kind of things. And I think again, that's the Vanilla Sky song is sort of hinting at, you know, come on. Somebody's woken up from it, and now they don't really know what to do with themselves. They've kind of like, oh wow, and the lyrics sort of relate to that. They're, you know, it's somebody questioning, well, you know, is all this stuff around me? I think, you know, the lyrics are, tell me are the shapes, the colours, and the sounds sent to deceive me. So it's like somebody's literally saying, well, how do I know what is, you know, if this is real? Because, you know, all these associations that are with these things are there to, you know. They're all indoctrinated in created ideas. So how do I know, you know, what's real? And that's kind of what, you know, Vanilla Sky is getting at. It's you know, the kind of wisdom that's coming from it. Well, it's just, it is what it is. And it's just kind of just to let it go of it. It's just to let go of that and just like, why am I spending? Because a lot of time people get quite stuck on it and really sort of, you know, the world's really bad and this system's this.
Yeah.
And but it's kind of just, you have to let go of that as well. It's not to be sort of polarized by it and be right, well, we've got to fight that, we've got to fight that. You haven't, you've just got to let go of it and not care for it.
Yeah I like it. And you make a pretty decent cameo in the video this time. I know you weren't in the Place Inside video.
No.
I specifically like your character in this one.
Oh, cheers.
It's very intensity in your face.
Yeah, a little bit crazy.
Crazy eyes, you could say that.
But I'm probably trying to be a bit kind. Crazy. Yeah.
No, it's great. Okay, let's give it a listen. My mind went for a spin. Okay, so we've got one more track to talk about, but before we get into that, just to go back into Bodhi, into you as a musician, and I was kind of quite interested about you and your influences and kind of how you got to where you are today. And I mean, have you always been a musician? Is this something that's kind of followed you all the way from like primary school and stuff?
No, I literally didn't pick up a guitar until I was 26. So,
really?
So that's about 5 years ago.
That's amazing.
Oh, well, it's less than that, yeah. Yeah, 5 years ago.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And just out of the blue, you just thought, oh, I want to give this a go and see what happens.
Yeah, I think it was, I always wanted to do it as a kid.
Right.
But I was kind of pushed towards rugby and cricket.
Right.
I wasn't, you know, yeah, music's not for, you know, it's not for you. No.
No. Really?
Yeah. I think I used to sit, like, get a little tape recorder and sort of.
Yeah.
Try and do my own Michael Jackson songs.
That's pretty cool. I like it. Or should we get on some of those to put on the podcast?
Oh, they were terrible. Yeah.
Fantastic. So what about musical influences? Obviously, there's a Bowie tribute you've put onto your own SoundCloud, which I'll put all the links. If you're listening to this, listeners, I'll put the links in the description below. You can click on the links for the SoundCloud there. So, yeah, Bowie, is that a big thing for you?
Yeah. And it's strangely happened more so in the last few years.
Right.
Where sort of had paid closer attention through study of David Bowie, that he's had a bit more of an influence, mainly lyrically, just because of what he's talking about. He's quite lyric, sort of lyric focused and a little bit esoteric. And some of the stuff, you know, that he talks about, it's very subtle and sometimes hidden and open to interpretation. And that was kind of what, you know, I wanted to, a lot of the stuff, my music is generally message-based and sharing messages that, you know, I feel like I've discovered through my experiences and stuff like that.
Sure.
And I kind of got that through David Bowie. And obviously when he passed away, we did a tribute actually locally just a song. We did Life on Mars.
Okay.
And it was from after I did Life on Mars, sort of did that song, great song. I kind of wanted to write just a tribute song, just to see, you know, now that he's moved on to another place. And in his last album, he's really talking about moving to another place in a really sort of deep and esoteric way. I wanted to sort of have a song that was sort of saying, well, tell us, you know, did you get to Mars? What's going on? You know?
Yeah, I like it.
Cause I mean, one of the biggest things that was the film he was in called The Man That Fell to Earth.
Okay.
And, it was that film that was like, wow, this guy is pretty deep. There's one scene where he's an alien from sort of another planet, and he's having an earthly experience, and it sort of sends him crazy. But there's this one scene which is amazing, where there's about 20 televisions all on the wall, and he sat there sort of addicted to it, and all these different ideas and perceptions and things are going into him, and you can see where it's destroying his sort of innocence and his and that's kind of what I kind of wanted to get out in my music, that he's sort of expressing those things.
That's fantastic. I think we should play it. We should play that track. Okay, let's give that a listen. What I find fascinating is that you have only been a musician for 5 or 6 years, and you can write such songs with such depth, you know, with those hidden messages. I mean, I wouldn't have a clue where to start. I mean, there must have been more in your background. You know, you must have kind of a lot more musical influences, obviously. But like, how does that even work? How do you piece these things together? Like, given a task to write a song right now, I don't know. I don't even know where I'd start with it. You know. I just think that's such an amazing sort of gift, I suppose, that you've got. Like, how did that come about? What other influences kind of pushed you to that? And, you know, during your teens and things, were there other little ideas and little things that you thought might be pushing you in this direction?
Yeah, I think there's so many different sort of, like, as a teenager, I think I loved Michael Jackson. So that was always an influence. But I think sort of more recently, artists like Bon Iver, and Holocene, that song, it sort of was a sort of game-changing song for me. It's deep, but it's very different, and it's ambient, and it's out there, and it's got a message in it. But he's not very clear in sort of, a lot of people like their singers and artists to be, you know, and you know exactly what they're saying, and you can hear it. And he is very expressive in like his sounds, so he's expressing his emotion through his sounds and that sort of thing. not necessarily being clear. And that's kind of what influenced, again, sort of the style I'm going for. And again, it's the same with Sigur Rós. Mm-hmm. There's one song, which, funny enough, it's the credits to the end of the film, Vanilla Sky.
Right.
And that was the first time I heard it, and I discovered them. And it's called Nozna Violin. And I'd never knew what the lyrics meant, because they're from Iceland. I didn't have a clue, and I'd listened to it, but I genuinely felt what they were saying in that song.
Really?
It's very, very strong and sort of powerful, sort of seeking enlightenment kind of song, in a slightly morbid way. But it's only sort of recently that, you know, I didn't want to know what the lyrics meant. I thought, no, I'm going to put it off. I don't want to know, because I get it. I don't need the lyrics.
Right.
And it was strangely that when I found out that the translation is actually the Nothing song, and that the lyrics don't mean anything, that they've just made the words up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it was just the way that it happened. Is I didn't know that to start off with. I found that afterwards. I didn't want to know, because I got it. And then I sort of broke and was like, no, I'm going to find out what this means and see if it resonates. And when they said it doesn't mean anything, I was like, that's brilliant. That's superb.
That is actually amazing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love it. Okay, so the final track that you're going to share with us today, Your Vibration.
Yeah.
Should we move into a little conversation about that? So, yeah, if you could tell us a bit about the song.
Yeah, it's lyrically, I think it sometimes can be interpreted in one way as, you know, you might be speaking about a partner or, you know, family member, but that was never my intention with it. I sort of wrote it in that way so that it would sound like it was, you know, make it relatable. But again, in the hidden sense, it's actually more about sort of a higher power and about I don't want to term it as God, but like the, you know, sort of the God that's in everyone. So it's about sort of frequency and vibration and being on a sort of low level of suffering. So the song's, you know, it's a bit sad, but it's being in that state, trying to reach a higher frequency, higher vibration. And that's the perspective. That's why the first song I've sort of recorded by myself. It's just the idea that, at that time of consciousness, can't reach that higher place. You're in those bad thoughts. You're in those, you know, I really need this. I need that. I need a person. I need someone else. So it's like someone who's in a place of suffering, who hasn't quite got that sort of catharsis yet. They haven't reached the other side. They haven't reached the other side of perspective. And that's why I'm kind of the other songs I'm steering in the other direction of, it's like a process. So like moving on to place inside, discovering that something's going on now, you know, you can do it yourself and you don't do that sort of self-victimizing sort of my life's terrible and people need to help me. It's within you to do it. And that's kind of where the songs are heading. They're kind of heading now. So
I like it. It's fantastic. It kind of makes it even more, brings it into perspective how amazing of a songwriter you are, having only really done this for a few years. It's pretty amazing to kind of get those messages and to even kind of link the songs together, I guess, and have that kind of journey of self-healing, I suppose, through the music. Okay, so just after this track, listeners, we're going to come back into our 5-minute song challenge. Now, we're not going to fill the airways with 5 minutes of these guys sitting and listening and writing a song, so I'm going to speed that process up, but it is going to be on YouTube, so you can check us out on there to make sure that they do fulfill the criteria, write the track within 5 minutes. So let's hear Your Vibration, and when we come back, we've got the challenge.
I went to a party. Okay, yeah, I do sort of a Michael Jackson influence type jam, I suppose. Yeah, yeah, I think that's what I called it, didn't I? Yeah,
great.
Cool. Yeah, I'm just going to go for it.
Let's do it. Fantastic. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. So that was it, the 5 minute song challenge. I think you did it with about 10 seconds to spare as well. So amazing. Thank you so much. Okay, so that's it. That's the end of episode number one, the pilot episode.
Cool.
Thank you so much for joining me, Bodhi Music. And obviously, check out any socials. You want to tell the listeners your socials for people that can't be bothered to look below in the description?
Yeah.
You're on Facebook as well.
On Facebook,
Bodhi Music.
SoundCloud, Bodhi Music again. And also, yeah. Vivo channel, yeah.
Oh, cool. The Vivo, the
videos are on there. There's two videos. There's a new video out in 2 weeks for Vanilla Sky. So
perfect. Yeah. Well, it'll be after this is released. Actually, we're a bit behind the times here, so don't let listeners peek behind the curtain. They don't know when it's been recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's great. So thank you very much for listening to this pilot episode. Don't forget to give us a rating on iTunes and all that kind of cool stuff. And follow us over at Seaside Sessions on Facebook and YouTube and SoundCloud and everything else. And that's it. We'll catch you next time.
As I walk